I'd like us to take us back to this portion and really address, as we desire the conference, that it might speak to us. And in verses 3, well, I'll read verse 2 and 3, where we notice the shepherd, or the Lord's, entered by the door as the shepherd. And the sheep hear his voice. Nothing more is said. The sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. Twice it's mentioned, his own sheep. So I want to ask the shepherd, or I want to ask all of us here, how much do we know of this? Have we learned, or are we? Do we recognize that we are owned by him? Do we have this relationship? Are we hearing his voice? Are we in communion with him? And as a result of communion, we're following him. The Lord didn't tell them, you've got to be shepherds. They simply were sheep. They followed him. They knew his voice. This is not a doctrine. This is a wonderful fact and experience. So I ask the question, to what extent do I know the shepherd's voice in my life? Have I had that communion with him? But because I know him, I know his voice, he's spoken to me. And I've been led out. I've been led out of everything that was contrary to him. Out to simply to follow him. Stepped out in faith. And so as I went out, we need not think about what others are doing. These sheep, they didn't say, well, look at what about these others in the fold? What are they doing? How are they behaving? They're all wrong. No, that wasn't the point. The point was, and for us is, am I personally in that intimate relationship that I hear his voice and following him? And then as he goes on, he says to them that I am the door, as we've pointed out, but before I go there, I give an example of chapter 9. Of this very fact. Here was a blind man whose eyes the Lord had opened. And when he didn't know the Lord, but you know the story, when he comes and meets the blind man, where was he found? They cast him out of the synagogue because he bore witness to one whom he had never met. But he was outside. Then the Lord comes and meets him. Do you believe in the Son of God? Who is he that I might be? Well, I am he. I am he. Falls down and worships him. He meets him. The Lord meets him in the outside place. The Lord had already been cast out. And so he meets him there. And the place to meet and commune with the Lord is in the outside place. There we'll find the enjoyment and the food, the nourishment. He feeds them there. We'll find food there. Then we will be in a condition to help other sheep because we've fed. We've been satisfied. We don't have to go and explain to them how wrong they are. We have to go out and tell them how great the shepherd is. And the joy that there is in following him. But if we don't have that joy in following him, if we've been occupied and are occupied with what others do, these do, and they don't do and should do, we'll never come to this point and we'll never learn the lesson that we want to learn here today. And so the thieves and the robbers, we've heard about that. Brother Wagdy made very clear the setup. Just here then in the end where he... Again, I want to repeat verse 16. To make that distinction, that other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. So there he speaks of the Gentiles, you and me. I guess most of us here are of that other, are those other sheep. And he says, them I also must bring. I love that. I must bring. There's that compelling in his heart to bring others into the gain of what he had for them. What there is found when we follow him in that outside place. Much to gain. That's where he opens up the truth to his people. That's where he feeds them. That's where you learn when all the other things are dropped away. You find how he himself opens up, elucidates the scripture, because he's the theme, the content of it. And so he says here then, and that he has, there should be, he desires that there should be one flock, not fold, and one shepherd. Think of the desire of the Lord. One flock, and brethren, where are we? Where are we? Just heard about the two expressing, you know, about one, as he said, knew the shepherd. The other knew the psalm, but he knew the shepherd. And I've heard it said, you know, we may be rightly dividing the word of truth, wrongly dividing ourselves. That is a history. But is that where we're to remain? God desires in these last days. We heard about the last epistles that were written. Well, you know, Timothy was written about 25 years before John's gospel was written. That's for the last days. Why are John's epistles so important for the last days? Because they present as none other the blessedness and the greatness of our Lord Jesus Christ and all that we possess in him. And so here he lays down and he says, now therefore doth my Father love me. We talk about love, but he wants to teach us now what drew the Father's love upon him. Didn't he always love him? Read chapter 3. The Father loves the Son. Chapter 5, we have it again. But here we have, therefore. The Lord Jesus gave another incentive for the Father to love him that was not there before. And that was by his stooping down. And he says, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. Notice, he doesn't say the Father will raise me here. I lay it down. I will take it again in himself. This commandment, though, he says, I have of my Father. He did nothing without in perfect communion with the Father. And thus, he is given us the example. Lay it down on myself. We talked about, are we prepared to give ourselves, to give up, to leave the comfort zone? Are we prepared to go that? Here's the answer. Here's the answer. As we find in him what he did, he laid it down. He had power to lay it down and take it up again. But he says, this commandment I received of my Father. He became poor that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. Blessed Savior.